15 minutes past six, it is
the David Tennant Breakfast Show. Good morning, Britain.
Zing, zang, zoo.
Zing, zang, Zulu, Christian.
Oh, no.
Now, during the... I actually texted that to him last week. Zing, zang, Zulu's back. During the song, Richie just leant over and went, now, you two, when you're talking about Broadchurch in the first series, can you be delicate? Because I still haven't seen it.
It's awkward to say to a guest, I've not seen any of your work.
It's insulting, frankly.
Well, so that it's then you went, I loved you in Casanova. I believe is what you just did after the cameos in Rhapsody Nesbitt about 30 years ago.
No, 12 years ago.
What you got to take from that is, you know, back in the day, before Doctor Who went massive, I was there with Casanova and I enjoyed it.
And no, you're not.
I owned a box set of it.
Yeah.
It didn't survive a failed relationship.
I'm sorry.
Then Doctor Who, I watched every single episode that you were in with that. So it's not personal about your work, the reason I haven't seen a single second of Broadchurch.
More laziness is what you're saying.
That is it,
When you say it didn't survive a failed relationship, was it sort of thrown around?
No, didn't come with me.
Didn't love it that much then. Didn't fight for it.
Well, I'd seen it all by then.
Yeah,
so, you know,
okay.
Why take it with me?
So will you be... Because last week I said it would be helpful if you saw...
Busy weekend.
Broadchurch. Oh, right.
But I don't think I would have
But you told me yesterday you'd watch Stars in Her Eyes and The Voice on Saturday night.
I did, yeah. I did do that, yeah. But
who saw, did anyone see Harry Hill? They brought back Stars in Her Eyes and Harry Hill is fronting it. It was on Saturday night. I saw it, right, and I thought it was great. I thought it was very good.
It was amazing. I loved it. But I love Harry Hill.
Yeah, I thought it was very good. Yeah.
I didn't know they brought that back.
Started the weekend, but with Harry Hill.
I might finally get to do my Jarvis Cook.
You should go on it. It's a very different show with Harry doing it, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
All the craziness you got from TV Burp, he's still doing all of that. There's the weird running gags.
50% TV Burp, 50% Stars in Their Eyes.
I thought it was actually very, very good.
It's amazing, yeah.
So will you be watching Broadchurch at all?
I intend to find it on one of the ITV-B things, or ITV4, or whatever they call it, and I don't think it's on ITV4.
Yeah.
That's Foyle's War Channel, that is.
It's not going to be on 2, because that's all the Essex business, isn't it?
So, unless Keith Lemon makes a cameo, you've got no hope of getting on ITV2.
So ITV3, I'm going to cruise that.
And I think it may be on iTunes. You might have to fork out for it now.
It's on iTunes.
Yeah. That means paying for it. Yeah.
Do you know, my dad, over Christmas, wanted to watch Broadchurch. I said, it's on iTunes. And he went, all right, can you take me through what I need to do? And I went, do you know what? I'll go on Amazon. I actually bought him the DVD box set of it. It's easier. It feels a very old school thing now to get a DVD of something, because it's so much easier to stream and download stuff. Talking of which, about how streaming and download has taken over the world. So it was the Golden Globes in the early hours of this morning. I know, Bells, you were going through it and we heard in the news. So what are the big winners?
Well, Eddie Redmayne, best actor in a drama for The Theory of Everything, which...
he comes across as a good guy.
Couldn't happen to a lovelier chap.
Yeah, he's a good fellow.
I have to say, yeah, lovely.
Is he a nice guy?
He's very lovely, yeah, very humble with it all.
Mm-hmm. And he beat Benedict Cumberbatch.
Who's also lovely. That one.
Oh, look who's there. There's an actor here. Everyone's lovely.
I was just about to be someone in that category.
What if you went one of them? No, he's a real a-hole, that one. Benedict, I cannot stand. Eddie's a nice guy. But Benny, no, I don't care for Benny. Boyhood won, which was the best movie I saw last year.
Best picture drama, and Grand Budapest Hotel got the best musical or comedy equivalent, so that's pretty good. In the TV categories, Joanne Froggatt was named best supporting actress. She's really good, actually. Yeah. She's in Downton, isn't she?
Now, is she the one that plays...
The maid.
Bates' wife, yeah.
Right, okay. Oh, wow, she got a Golden Globe.
Yeah. She did.
Great, good for her.
And Ruth Wilson got an award for Best Actress for The Affair.
I've not seen that.
No, no one's got anything for that. No one's seen it. I decided. Poor Ruth. I hope none of her family listening.
She killed
the show dead there. Poor Ruth. But she's very good. You know what she is?
She almost certainly deserves it.
Guess what? DT thinks she's lovely.
I've never met her.
Everyone is lovely.
Horrible.
In DT world, everyone is lovely. And so what are the other big winners?
Michael Keaton got Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy for Birdman.
I saw Birdman over the weekend. It's great fun. He's amazing in it.
Yeah.
And Julianne Moore got the best same award as well for Still Alice, which I haven't seen.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. Nope. Silence again.
No one has anything to say about
now. A couple of the Netflix and Amazon shows as well picked up awards too, didn't they? I think more than a lot of the big American networks. It's not on his Sky News feed. He's got nothing.
They'll come around to that in 5 minutes.
It's like, you know that little Apple pinwheel when it's updating? That was Andrew Bailey's face just now. He was going to ask me a few more details on this.
About that.
Jeffrey Tambor.
That's it.
Andrew, stand easy. Yeah, Jeffrey Tambor won for... For a show that's on Amazon Instant, is it called?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
I haven't seen that, but he's very funny.
Well, you should have a word with Richard Branson. He could upgrade your system.
Well, that's a story for off air.
So all the good ones are coming off air. Is he not lovely then?
Oh, he's fine.
Branson's beard. All right, let's get the latest travel news. Here's Andrew Bailey at 6:21.